Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Girl Recovering Podcast. My name is Kelly, and I am so happy you're joining me today. It is a beautiful sunny day in the city. I hope it is sunny where you are because it is definitely brightening my mood. We love some serotonin blast from the sun, and I hope that wherever you are, you're also getting it. I am back filming another episode featuring the Toronto sirens that you may be able to hear in the background. I am so sorry if you hear them, but as you can tell from my voice, a little bit better. This sick update, as some of you may know if you've been following along, I've been sick for 4.5 months, and I've been going back and forth to the doctors, and we're starting some new meds this week. So exciting. Hopefully I am not sick that much longer, so I will not feel gross while I'm filming podcast episodes. That would be a slay, but we will see. I'm not gonna cross my fingers too hard, but here's to hoping. But today's episode's going to be all about burnout and stress. So shifting gears a little bit from being sick, being stressed. So I have been dealing with work stress pretty intensely for a while now, not just work stress, but all kinds of stress. And since starting my full-time corporate job back in September of last year, so about a year ago, I didn't really experience too much work stress. I would say the average amount, but not too much. And then I would say earlier this summer, I started a new role and things really started to kick up. And that's when stress took over my life. The role that I was doing was a lot busier. I had a lot more meetings. I naturally was just really busy. And there was a lot of things changing in my personal life. So I've talked about this. My parents moved their house. I moved. I got in a new relationship, which is really exciting. But although that wasn't stressful, it still brings about changes that you need to have in your personal life. So there was just a lot of forms of pressure and stress coming from a lot of different directions. I would say most of it derived from work. And I also was sick, and I think my stress was definitely contributing to me being sick, and still is. The days that I'm really stressed are the days that I am conveniently also really sick. So there definitely is a correlation there. And I noticed that it was just completely taking over my mental and physical health, which is not good. And I've been stressed before with school and other things, but it was never this bad. And it takes a toll on you so much. And I personally had a lot of different vacations lined up that I didn't end up taking any of them because timing didn't work out or work was too busy that I just couldn't. And in my role, it's very exciting and I love my role, love my team, but there's just a lot going on because I work in digital, and digital is a very stressful industry because things are always changing. It's a very exciting industry, but also there is a lot going on. So it was a lot for me to balance all at once, and I wasn't taking breaks. And I would say about 3 weeks ago or so, 3 weeks ago, I don't know, I recognized that I was just burned out completely. It was hard for me to do daily tasks. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to see my friends. I didn't even want to go home and see my family. I just didn't want to do anything. It was like my brain was not working. My brain could get through the workday, my brain could get through all the meetings, but it was so hard for me to do. And that isn't how you should be living your life. And I recognized something needs to change. And again, like I said, I had dealt with stress before and I thought that I'd be able to manage it, but this was a whole nother beast. And I knew that I had to do some big things that I've never done before in my life, my career, school, any of that. So I'm going to talk through how I manage that, because long-term stress is so not good for you. Just for me alone, I've been sick for 4.5 months, and I would say in part that is due to stress. So my physical health is awful because my immune system is diminished, and I would say a lot of it's from stress. My mental health, a lot of my mental health issues have been flaring, so I have PTSD, and it's been triggered a lot recently, and I didn't understand why. And after talking to my therapist, a large part is because I am stressed. in my life, so that's causing me to be triggered more easily. So there's a lot of chain effect like situations happening when you are stressed. And like I said, not good for your body, not good for your brain. Let's talk about how to manage burnout specifically, but also these can work for just managing stress as well. Okay, tip number one, and anyone who knows me personally is going to laugh when I say this, but this is a lesson I have very much learned this week. So tip number one is to take breaks. And I don't mean 15-minute breaks in your day. I mean full day-long breaks. So over the past few months, work has been really busy. I moved. I had weekend plans every single weekend. I was constantly on the go. I never took vacation days. I never took sick days despite being incredibly ill at work. I never took those days because taking a day off meant that I would come back to double the workload and I didn't want to do it. However, you need to take those breaks. I found that even I would stop working, like real working, at 4 p.m. or so because my brain actually could not do anything. I could still go on meetings and stuff, but doing actually meaty work, I had to stop at 3, 4 p.m. because I could not do it. And I'd be able to tackle it again in the morning when I had a fresh new mind and I wasn't stressed yet that day. But that's not a way to do things. And when you take actual breaks, you're able to work more productively. I really struggled with taking a sick day, mental health day, vacation day, any of that, because I felt so guilty because a lot of my role, the responsibility falls on me. And for some things that I work on, there isn't anyone that can necessarily cover me when I'm gone. So I felt very guilty taking those days and I just suffered. And that is not at all the way to do work. You are given sick days, you are given vacation days, you need to use them. And people told me that all the time, and I understand that, but the guilt would still get to me, and I felt that I could not take days off. So when you're hearing this, the timeline will be off, but last week I had an incredibly stressful week, and it was to the point I was just breaking down at work. And it was also to the point that higher up executives who I work with frequently even noticed that something was wrong. And that was a wake-up call for me. I knew I was burnt out. I knew I was stressed. I knew I was sick. But I didn't really know what to do about it. I just wanted to get through it. Not the answer. So after that experience, I knew I had to take a day off. I knew that it was just time. I had to take a day off. And I knew if I didn't set that time in the moment, I would never do it. I would feel better the next day and say, you know what, I had a meltdown yesterday, whatever, we're back on it. No, that's not how it works. I told my manager, I'm taking 2 personal days off next week as my sick days, and that's that. I told him I'm overwhelmed, I need a break. Well, I've been sick for a long time, I'm gonna go figure that out. That's just what's gonna happen. And it was really hard to do, but my friends, my colleagues, people were so supportive of me doing that and were so behind me doing that. And I'm actually in my second day off. So I took yesterday and I took today off, and it has changed everything. I have been able to go to the doctors and not rush back to work, actually spend time at the doctors, spend time with my therapist, spend time doing appointments and all sorts to get my life back on track. And mentally, I feel so much better. I am able to look at my personal life in a positive manner. I'm able to just approach things with a lighter mind instead of a heavier mind because, you know, you could get everything you want done in 2 days and then go back to being stressed the next day. That's not what we want. So I've been spending these past 2 days setting myself up for success rather than trying to cram everything I need to do into 2 days. It's really about allowing myself to have a break, giving myself the permission to relax and not do anything for a few days. The point isn't to do everything, the point is to do nothing and to give myself a break. And I will get back to doing everything I need to do on Monday. But in the time being, I need to come at it with a healthy body and a healthy mind. So while I haven't been focusing too much on building healthy habits and things, because I'm better at those things when I'm busy and building routines, I've just been allowing myself to set new goals, create content, go to appointments, take nice long breaks, decorate and clean my apartment, which is something that really calms me down, things like that. And it's been so incredibly helpful. And even though I know on Monday I'm going to come back and I'm going to have so many emails, I know that I can handle them. And now that I've taken a sick day, I don't feel guilty to do it again, because it was really scary to do it. But now that I'm in it, it is 100% worth it. You're not letting anyone down. You are granted these days to take for this reason. And I always thought to myself, I'm not going to take a vacation day if I'm not doing anything. But it could be just as beneficial. So I highly recommend taking your sick days, taking your vacation days. I'll be doing it more so now that I've done it, because it has completely changed the game for me. So if you are burnt out, if you're stressed, if everything is overwhelming, take a break, and take a proper break. My second piece of advice is to talk it out. Talk it out with your colleagues, talk it out with your mentors, talk it out with people in your personal life. And this goes two different ways. So when I was stressed at work, I didn't really tell anyone because I didn't want to look weak. But I confided in a manager on my team who wasn't my direct manager. And I also confided in my mentor who was higher up in the company. Hearing from both of them, like, this isn't normal, you can take a break, you should take a break, and we're going to make sure no one bothers you while you're trying to take a break. Having them say that to me, again, allowed me to have that permission that, okay, what I am going through is normal, and I owe it to myself and to my team to take a break. And the fact that these people who are higher up in the company are telling me, you're not going to let your team down, just do it, made me feel better about making those steps and doing those things for me, because they've been at the company way longer than I have. They've been working way longer than I have. So they would know what is best when you're in these situations. Everyone's been stressed, and most people have experienced burnout. So listen to the people around you, and also, yeah, feel free to talk it out. I would tell people on my team that I was stressed, and they would sometimes think, oh, try doing it this way instead. And it would make a very stressful process into a not so stressful process, or people would help you. So that's one side of it. And another side of it is, in my personal life, I was also very stressed, but I didn't want to really talk about it. I was stressed because of my parents moving further away from me. I was stressed about managing this new healthy relationship. I've never been in a healthy relationship before, so it's something that was very new to me. And all those things people can see as very positively, and obviously I'm very grateful to have my parents living within the same province as me and not super far away, and also having a boyfriend. Those are two things that I'm very grateful for, but sometimes I worry that it'll come off as otherwise. But I was talking to my therapist about this, and if people are really your friends, they're gonna know that you're not ungrateful. They're gonna know you're stressed out, and it's okay to talk to people about those things. You need to release it. If you keep it in, you're gonna stress yourself out more. So you need to talk through the things that are stressing you out, because people can look at it from different angles and give you different perspectives of it that might take some pressure off of you. So I know my friends sometimes will be like, it's not that deep. You really don't have to get this deadline done by this week. Or yeah, your parents moved away and that sucks and you're allowed to be sad about it, but maybe try to have a new routine with visiting them. So having different perspectives on what's going on in your life can actually help de-stress you. And having the personal and emotional comfort of the people closest to you also always helps. Okay, next is practicing self-care daily. And I mean daily. Whatever self-care looks like to you, whether it could be working on a hobby, making sure you're doing a full morning and evening skincare routine, whatever it is, even if you're stressed, even if you're burnt out, make sure you still carve out time in your calendar to do those things. It's so important that you do not lose that when you are stressed, because if you just wake up, spend your whole day stressed, and go to bed, you're not going to sleep well, you're not going to be sustainable at all. And even when my life was falling apart, I still made sure that every night I would still do my full skincare routine, I would still go to bed at a certain time. Well, actually, I wasn't that great at that, but I tried. And I was going to keep up with just certain things in my life. And I wasn't that great at it, but the more I started to do it and prioritize it. So, for example, for me, journaling was my thing. I made sure that I journaled every morning and every night, no matter how stressed I was, because it just made me feel a little bit better. And even though my world was very stressed and a lot was going on, it made me feel the littlest bit better. So you have to make sure to be consistent with that. And similarly, my next tip is don't lose your routines. This is something I've just started doing, but it's actually a tip directly from my therapist. So kudos to her. But when you are stressed or anxious or even depressed, you shouldn't lose your daily routines, because this is what's going to keep you going. It's when you stop doing your daily routines that you stop living. It's harder to get to work and it's harder to do things. So yes, you're stressed, a lot's going on, you should take care of yourself and not pressure yourself to go super hard in your routines. Maybe use the light version of your routine, but keep with your routines, because that's going to be what keeps you sane and keeps you on track. Next is to set boundaries for yourself. This is so important when you're stressed or burnt out, especially if you're burnt out. You need to set boundaries for yourself, and this is not easy to do, and this takes a lot of self-awareness and it takes a lot of strength to do it. But if you're stressed, don't try to please people. You have to do what is best for you. Don't worry about what other people are going to say. Don't worry about how it's going to affect other people. You need to get yourself in order and you need to take care of yourself. And it doesn't matter who that's going to affect. I mean, hopefully not negatively, but you just need to set those boundaries for yourself. So even by me saying, I'm taking a sick day, no one contact me on my days off, I need this. Or might I get invited out? And while I would love to go out, and while you still should prioritize seeing friends when you're stressed because it's a de-stressor, I'd have to pull back from plans even though I wanted to see everybody. You just can't. Or saying, I'm going to stay in this weekend, whatever it may be. You need to set those boundaries for yourself, because if not, you're going to continue to burn out even more because you're going to try to please everybody. And that is not going to help you. It's going to become so unbelievably unsustainable that you cannot push on. So set boundaries early on if you can, but even if you're stressed and you're burnt out, think about what you need, think about what's best for you, and communicate those boundaries and set them hard. Don't set them willy-nilly. Make very firm boundaries and tell people about them. Next is ask for help. When you're burnt out, when you're stressed, there's a lot going on through your mind. Sometimes we just need people to help us. And I'm terrible at this. But on the work side, it could be something like, I'm really stressed out. I can't get this deadline done for Friday, but can we please push it out a few days, a week, whatever it may be, a few hours even. That could be an example of it. Me asking my manager for permission to take personal days, that's another one. Asking for people on your team to help you with a project so you're not stuck and even more stressed over something, that's something else. You need to do those things because it's very, very normal. And I think if you're a people pleaser like me, you want to do everything on your own, or else it'll make you look weak or like you can't do it, but that is not the case at all. Asking for help will make you less stressed because you're not hemming and hawing over something that you can't do or is too much on your plate, but it allows you to still complete the task. You're just getting a little help to do it. And there is nothing wrong with that. No one will look at you different, I promise, because I see managers, I see vice presidents do that. Everyone does that. So lean on the people around you. Don't give all of your work off, but even just asking for a little bit of help can make the world of a difference. And then in your personal life, if things are getting stressful, ask a friend to come help you out. Maybe it's you're really stressed out and you can't do basic tasks. Okay, have your friend come over and clean your apartment together, or go grocery shopping together, or something like that, where you could just share the load a little bit, is so helpful. And asking for help is more difficult than it seems, but I promise you, once you start to get in the habit of it, it does help things when you're stressed. It helps you when you're burnt out, because if you're burnt out, you're down here and you need to get out of there somewhere, and you need to make yourself uncomfortable to get out of there. Asking for help, setting boundaries, taking breaks, all things that are hard to do, But those things are going to be what changes and what can help get you out of that burnt out stage. And finally, this is less of a tip and more of what I've been saying the whole time. Do what you need to do for you. Take a step back, see what you need for your physical health, for your mental health, and just for your general well-being. You need to do what is best for you. If things are stressing you out, it is affecting you. And always, even if you don't see it, it is affecting you. If you're so stressed to the point you're burnt out, something's got to give. And you need to do what's best for you, because if you're not, you're not going to be your best self and you're not going to be helpful to anyone around you. So by working yourself harder or people-pleasing harder, whether it's a work, school, or personal stress or burnout that you're facing, you are not going to be able to be as helpful to the people around you as you would be if you weren't stressed. So you need to learn to de-stress. You need to learn how to de-burn out, I guess, because you might think by not taking breaks or not doing what you need to do, you're helping the people around you, but you're not. You owe it to yourself and everyone in your life to make sure you are not burnt out and you are not stressed. You are not helping anyone in this state. So follow some of these tips and that will help get you out of it. You should always be looking after yourself first and foremost. And if things are going bad, it's time to focus on yourself more and do what you need to do for you, not for other people. So those are my tips. That's what's been helping me right now really recover from burnout. And this is all very recent to me as well. So with that, I hope all these tips were able to help you. Try them out. If you have any questions at all, feel free to message me on Instagram or TikTok at The Girl Recovering. I hope that you take care of yourself, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Bye for now.